You don't think they'll shoot me, do you, old chap? They don't shoot you if you haven't actually done anything. I mean, it's only thoughts, which you can't help. They'll know my record, won't they? You know what kind of chap I was. I mean, not a bad chap. Not brainy, of course.
No.
But keen.
Oh, yeah, keen, all right.
I mean, I'll get off with 5 years, don't you think? A chap like me could make himself pretty useful in a labour camp.
Remember, the pair of you are a team now, and there's no I in pair.
Oh, no, hang on. No, there definitely isn't, though. It's after the A.
Straight Outta Crawley by Romesh Ranganathan. Read by Romesh Ranganathan. My mum chose a suit and said she bought me what she thought I'd like. It's unusual to get a present that confirms your mother thinks you're a prick. The suit is rank. I haven't told her any of this, so it will be a good test of whether she actually listens to this book. Mum, the suit is awful. She gave it to me, then asked me to let her know if I get any compliments when I wear it out. Obviously, I'm never going to wear it. So I've had to spend time thinking of the sort of things that someone might say to someone wearing a nice suit. Plus, I had to make sure that none of those comments could be open to interpretation. I don't want Mum to hear the comment and then go, do you think he liked the suit or was he being sarcastic?
As Good As It Gets, written and read by Romesh Ranganathan. This isn't a book of philosophical pontifications on life. It's more a series of musings on what I think about where I am right now, which is a thought process of a lot of men my age, just before they decide they're going to change their hairstyle, buy a motorbike, or leave their wife. I like my hair, I'd kill myself on a bike, and there is no way any other woman would have me.
Little Muffin Drops the Mic, written and read by me, Romesh Ranganathan. Chapter 1. It was a cold winter morning, and James Pereira was walking through the park near his house on the way to school. He wouldn't normally cut across the park, as he didn't like having to avoid all the joggers, but he was running late. Cold winter mornings in the run-up to Christmas are great. You're thinking about mince pies and Christmas cake and Christmas pudding, but this was January, the worst time of the year.